2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
Over again. Don't make me change my mind.
All right, 2-1-0. Hey guys, it's Natasha with Norteño T10 podcast. Thank you to Vodpa Media for housing and producing, to Latina Podcast Network for having me on your network. Guys, if you're listening, go watch. If you're watching, go listen. Go like, share, subscribe, do all the things. I really appreciate it. Support me and support my guest, who you're gonna want to see, so go watch it anyway. Stop what you're doing and watch it. Please introduce yourself.
Hey friends, I'm Gabby, also known as Siempre San Antonio on social media.
Yes, on all the socials,
all the platforms.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome to my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're a little nervous,
girl,
but we got this.
A little.
Yeah, we got this.
You should have seen me before. But thank you for having me. I'm super excited to chat with you, girl.
Yes. Okay, so we've known each other for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, like, publicly, I know that we've talked about it, but I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of everything that you're doing. I love watching you and your growth and all the experiences you're having and all of the opportunities that are coming your way. Definitely it's a lot of hard work, and people don't understand the work that goes into being a content creator and San Antonio enthusiast.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but I'm so grateful to be doing this for sure.
Yeah. So how did you get started and why?
All right. Well, I have worked in the corporate world. I've also worked in nonprofit before. I was actually at a nonprofit before I started this. And I just really enjoyed exploring San Antonio and trying new places. I would get asked for my recommendations on spots to go to. Then I saw Instagram was a thing, so I decided to just start showcasing these places that I would enjoy with the masses. But at that time it was like, you know, two people that followed me. So then come like, it was doing pretty good. And then come the pandemic time, TikTok became a big thing. And so I decided to hop on that. And I really enjoyed taking video, and I loved that it was a video platform. And it just started blowing up from there. So, yeah, TikTok was where it was at for sure. So I am definitely where I'm at now because of that platform for sure.
Yeah.
And everybody that's obviously following me and wanting to find really cool places. So, yeah. So grateful.
Yeah. Did you think that you, when you started, that you would be where you are now?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I didn't know this was going to be a thing, that I can be a full-time content creator.
Yeah.
It's so cool that it's something that we're able to do, because this has honestly been the only thing that has made me super happy and that I know that I'm good at, and that just like brings me joy, but also like I know that I'm doing something for other people and businesses, and it's definitely really cool that I get to do this.
Yeah. So, and I get this too, right? People that I've talked to that are outside of San Antonio, and they'll say, or even sometimes people in San Antonio, why San Antonio? Why are you so focused on San Antonio? Like, you're putting yourself in this like little box. And for me, it's literally my brand. It's like Norteño 210. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so same question
for
you. I mean,
it's San Antonio.
Right?
This place is the shit.
Right?
Are you kidding me? We live in such an incredible city full of history and cultura, and the people here, the food. Like, what's not to fucking love? Are you kidding
me?
Like, I'm just so I have a passion for the city because of my father. I'm not going to cry. I might cry, but I'm not. But my dad, he passed away a couple years ago. And that man loved the city. Yeah. And so he put that love into me because we would spend a lot of time on, I'm a Southside girl, and he loved the Southside of San Antonio. So we would go and explore the Southside. He would tell us stories about him growing up on the Southside, and just his love for the city, it just like gave me that same passion, right? And so I'm so grateful to him for giving me this voice, and giving me that love that has now brought me to this career that I have, you know?
Yeah.
But this city is incredible. Like, I love everything about it. And like, I'm a true advocate of the city. And like, I literally collect San Antonio memorabilia, Fiesta memorabilia. Yeah. Like, I'm obsessed with the city. Yeah. I truly am.
Yeah.
So it's just an incredible place to be a part of. I get a lot of comments from people who are not from here, or people who moved away, and it's so cool to see, or like to hear them say, you make me fall in love with the city again. I can't wait to move back. I can't wait to visit. Yeah. Like, people get excited about the content that I put out because I'm showcasing the beauty of San Antonio.
Yeah. And you are. And I'm sure that your dad is very proud looking
thank
down
you,
on you.
Thank you, girl. You're making me cry.
You're doing. It's true, though.
It's yes, true. Thank you.
And thank you for showcasing that, because it also pisses me off, and I've heard it more than enough times. Like, San Antonio is so boring. I hate it here. Like,
girl, where?
I can't wait to. And I was like, can you shut the?
Yeah.
Because literally, there's something so much for to do. Everyone.
There's so for much everyone. To do here.
It doesn't matter how old you are. There's something here for you.
Absolutely. And there's so many incredible creatives in our city that are putting together so many events, markets. There's just so much to do. Like, every weekend, there's something to do here.
I know, because I do all the things.
Yeah, same, girl. I will go to,
we're
like,
both at all the places.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're like, how do you do it? I'm going to like 5 events in one day. It's because I love it.
Yeah.
Because I want to do all the things. Also, I get mad FOMO. So, yeah.
I think that's my thing. I teeter between like needing sleep because I'm perpetually exhausted versus FOMO. So,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I'm like, fuck, here we go. I'm so tired, but that looks like fun. So I'm just going to fucking go.
So
but yeah.
What are some of the coolest places that you've been able to go, or events you've been able to attend?
So, you know, Fiesta's coming up. Yeah. I am a Fiesta girly. You will see me out at Fiesta like every single day of Fiesta. Same. I will be out there on the streets.
Yeah.
But one of my favorites that's coming up, and I cannot wait, I'm already like thinking of my outfit for it. It's the Disco Fiesta at Peacock Alley.
Ooh.
So that one is a free event. It is put on by Centro San Antonio. Mm-hmm. And it is so incredibly fun. So if y'all need something to do during Fiesta and you want it to be something different and not just, you know, the regular stuff, which I absolutely love, I will go to Oyster Bake and the Night Parade, the Day Parade, all the things. But that's one thing that I'm so excited to attend again. It's their third year. It's the third year that they're doing this. But speaking of Central San Antonio, they put on a lot of incredible events at Peacock Alley. So Peacock Alley is downtown. It's literally an alley, and it's decorated beautifully. And they put on different events. Now, these events are put on by community members. Mm-hmm. So they put out a call to community members to send over their ideas for different events. And they will choose a certain amount of people to then provide some funding to create these events.
Nice.
And I've been to so many incredible events. They're free. And a lot of the times they have like entertainment activities as well as like giveaways. Like Topo Chico will be out there giving away Topo.
I love Topo.
You know, there's different like beer brands that will be giving away beer. So like, it's an incredible spot to check out. So I would say definitely follow Central San Antonio on all platforms, because they will be putting out some really cool events coming up for sure.
Definitely. So I've been to a ton of events. You've been to a ton of events. We're both content creators. Your platform is here and mine is here, but it's still, it's hard work, right? So speaking of hard work, what are the downsides to being a content creator?
Oh, wow. Well, definitely the negativity. There's a lot of negativity on social media just in general because everybody has some shit to say about everything, honestly. Like, you could be the most beautiful person in the world, but they're going to have something to say about you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely would say the negativity, but at this point in my life, that doesn't really bother me too much anymore. I mean, I do, obviously some things are going to get to me, right? But at this point, I pretty much just delete and block those people. I'm like literally blocking the haters because it's not serving me anything. You know, I'm not, right. It's not doing anything for me. So, yeah. And it's not just about myself. It's about like the business that I'm going to, right? So that, right. I'm featuring this business to the experience that I had, right? And so I'm sorry if you didn't have the same experience. I always give a business a second chance. I never post anything negative on my page. You'll never see anything like that. Yeah. Not saying I don't have any negative experiences,
sure.
But I'm not here to bring down a business. Yeah. You know, I will continue to provide or give them another chance. But if somebody's going to come on my page and start like telling me their bad experience, or I'm not about that, right?
Right.
I'm like, just go on Google, go on Yelp, put your little experience over there, but it's not on my page. I'm telling you my experience. And I don't want just any negativity on a business, unless like there's something like terrible, like they're like racist or like, yeah. You know, something like really, you know, any essay or anything like that. Like, obviously, like I'm going to hear someone out on that situation. But like when you're talking about like you didn't like the food, or like, you know, somebody was maybe having a bad day and the customer service wasn't the best, like, I'm not Google, I'm not Yelp, like put your reviews over there. You know,
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
But I just don't like the negativity in general. But going back on like negativity towards like myself, I'm obviously a plus size gal. But I've been this my whole life, you know? Like, so you telling me that is really like, okay, you know, let's come up with something different, right? Let's be a little more original, right?
Yeah.
But don't, like, no negativity.
No, yeah, don't.
Things.
Yeah. We'll
not
do actually
that, no.
Don't.
Yeah, don't.
But know that
but
it's
I'll
stupid.
Your ass. Yeah. Just know that.
Yeah, yeah. But like calling somebody because of their weight, like
it's so stupid.
It's really
okay.
Dumb.
Like
and
all right.
Right.
Anyway, I'm eating good over here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And getting paid for it sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So just block the haters.
Block the haters.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing is the negativity. Obviously, I mean, I'm so, again, so grateful for what I get to do. I'd rather be doing this than anything else. I get a lot of opportunities. I get to meet a lot of great people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, so grateful for it. So even, you know, being stressed out about certain things, getting overwhelmed with certain things, like, you know, I, again, rather be doing this than anything else. So I will take that and I will just like work on it.
Yeah.
But it does come with its stresses. It does come with its, you know, it can be overwhelming. But
definitely.
I'm, again, just so grateful.
Yeah. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of planning and timing and editing and posting and all of that. And so people see this 30-second clip, 1-minute clip, and they're like, oh, okay, cool, keep scrolling. That clip may have taken an hour to produce.
It takes a very long time, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not including the getting dressed, the booking to get down there, the, you know, filming and then leaving.
Coming
like,
back, editing, finding the
that's
right.
That's like a 3-4-5
hours. Captions and hashtags,
yeah.
And all this stuff. Yeah, it does take a lot. It does absolutely take a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm so... I love it so much.
Yeah.
Like, I love putting together videos. I'm not a picture gal. I will take a photo here and there. Well, I love taking photos. Let me just say that. Like, I absolutely love taking photos, but it's mostly going out and taking photos of, like, the scenery or the people and – but not, like, a food. Like, I'm not, like – excited about taking pictures of food, right? So I'm happy, like I said, that TikTok's a thing and like reels are a thing because I love video. I absolutely love taking videos and putting them together and finding the right song. Like I get excited about that. Yeah. So I love it.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
it really does. Yeah. So I kind of want to touch on something a little more serious. So you are an advocate for LGBTQ community, also mental health, right? And so what are some of the things? Because a lot of people, they see you and you're super happy and super bubbly, right? Which you are. But you also have those moments where you're not. And sometimes it is a struggle. So I don't know if you're open to talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm a huge advocate when it comes to mental health mm-hmm. because it's important to talk about. And girl, I cry at the drop of a hat. Like I almost cried right now, you know, like three times.
But you didn't.
But I did not. Yes. You know, I held it together.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But it's important to talk about because we're all fucking human. You know, we're human. Not everything is rainbows and butterflies. So you will catch me crying on stories. You will catch me crying on a TikTok here and there because it happens. Like I have anxiety. I have ADHD. And both of those combined are like hell in my head. It's like crazy. It's a lot. Plus, like life happens, you know. So the, you know, work life and home life balance and all of that does get overwhelming. And I want to show that I'm not everything is peachy all the time because you see that on social media. We show you what we want you to see, right? And it's all nice things. Mm-hmm. Like we're having a good time. We're happy. We're smiling. We're laughing. We're with our friends and stuff. But the reality is most of the time, there's a lot of times that I'm stuck in bed because I don't want to leave because I have anxiety, because I'm crying because some thing just popped in my head that triggered me, you know, like, or that my home life is so crazy right now that it's just too overwhelming and I don't want to be in public. So like we have, everybody has some sort of mental health issue, and whether you're seeking help for it, which I feel like everybody should, mm-hmm. but there is a huge stigma. And so a couple of us are going to be talking soon about putting together an event to help fight the stigma, especially in the Latino community. So I'm really excited for that, especially with creators or just people in social media or just talking about the social media aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. It's a huge thing. So I'm so excited to like push for that more. Yeah. And I am such a vulnerable person. Like literally I will tell you my life story. Girl, you've heard it.
I have.
You know, I'm an open book. So I just feel like more people should be. But like at your own pace, right? Like I'm not saying like tell everybody your business, but like it's nice to be able to say that like, hey, not everything's okay all the time and it's okay.
Absolutely. I say it all the time. Like, it's okay to not be okay.
It's okay to not be okay.
And it really is. And yeah. It doesn't mean that it's going to last forever. Exactly. But it's important to talk about it. It's important to get help. And it's important to recognize it and be open.
Yeah. And also to be open with like your friends, to be open to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you need. And it's good to have a good support system around you of people that understand, you know, and you can talk to, but it's also important to find professional help if you can.
Yes.
And that's why with this like health thing that we're talking about, this event, hopefully we can provide resources to people who don't have the resources.
Definitely. Yeah. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. But then going off of the being a huge advocate of LGBT community, I love all people. So like I am also in the queer community. Which is not something that I typically am out there with, but you know, you'll see it.
Yeah.
It is who I am. I love who I love and that's all that fucking matters.
Period.
Period.
Yeah. So I'm also in the LGBTQ. I'm part of the gay alphabet.
Ooh.
So, and a lot of people don't know, and it's not that I don't ever talk about it. I'm very open, very similar to you. Yeah. Open book. I'll talk about it all day, every day. It's just mine, I think, because, and I don't think it's fair, right? I have trans friends who get different attention in a negative way than I do. So where my trans friend will say, you know, yeah, I'm trans or I'm transitioning, you know, and then people are like, either they don't understand it, they don't like it, they have their opinion, which keep it to yourself. Where I'm like, oh no, I'm also LGBTQ. And they're like, oh, like, that's great. And I'm like, why is it great for me, but it's not great for him or her? You know what I mean? I don't like that.
People are just so fucking mean these days.
They are.
And that's why, you know, to be honest, like being open about my queerness is always something that's I've shied away from because of the negativity. But I'm just like, you know what? Life's too fucking short. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be like a voice for people, and I am, again, gonna love whoever the fuck I want to love.
As you should.
And that's all that matters. I'm not hurting anybody.
Right.
You know, no, none of us are hurting anybody. So yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, no, but it's true. Life is so short, and we've had this conversation. Life is too short to not be happy.
And I just want to be happy.
True.
We all just want to be happy.
And that's, at the end of the day, as a human race, we want to feel loved, we want to love, and we want to be happy.
Absolutely.
So stop being a shithead if you are, and just be happy. Like, if it doesn't affect you, it doesn't affect, this is me personally too, if it doesn't affect me, my money, right, my family, I don't care what you do. I mean, within reason, right?
Within reason.
Don't hurt yourself or anybody else. And then you like it, I love it, do it. I don't care. That's your life. My life's over here.
Period.
Yeah. Don't judge me. I don't judge you.
That's right.
We'll be good.
The judgments. Mm-mm. But, you know, that's, such is life, unfortunately. So we just have to surround ourselves with the type of people we want to be around and block out the haters.
Yeah. Just block. Just like Wonder Woman, just block. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you have coming up other than this event that you're looking forward to?
Well, there's a lot going on in my personal life currently. So I'm working through that. And hopefully some big things are coming. There's definitely a lot of events that I'm attending, different like media events and stuff, and checking out new spots. But I haven't really done as much as I had been doing because of everything that's going on with me right now. But hopefully I can jump back in and start hitting the pavement more, hustle more, and just work with more creators and more businesses. So if you're a business out there, you want to work with me, hit me up. and there's more to come. I have a lot of things that I am hoping to do within our city, and yeah, more to come. I'm excited for the future for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This always happens. And girl, I don't even know if I have anything in my brain right now because I'm so nervous, but go for it.
All right, top five spots in San Antonio.
Top five spots?
Yeah.
Are we talking about like...
like the places you might frequent that you like love, your tried and true. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a park or a restaurant or whatever.
Oh, I am a huge park lover. Mm-hmm. I love parks. And so I have so many, but my favorite right now has to be, it's always going to be Confluence. I freaking love Confluence, especially when it's springtime and everything's blooming. I love it. And I will take one of their B-cycle bikes because it's electric. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be on that electric bike because it's easier. But I love to ride around Confluence and the Missions, like, obsessed. That's why I love the south side of San Antonio, because we have that over there. But I also love San Pedro Creek.
Okay.
It's stunning. Like, they've done so much to it. Also, I live down the street, so I'm able to go and take my little walks over there. It's amazing. You sure did put me on the spot, girl. Mm-hmm. And this happens a lot. And, like, I'm always told, somebody always tells me, like, you need to put a list so that you can look, reference that list, because literally when I get put on the spot, I blank out. But then you mentioned parks and I was like, I just went to the park. Yeah. So that's why it's in my brain right now.
A favorite restaurant.
Oh my gosh. Favorite restaurant. Well, I always am a huge, huge advocate of Comfort Cafe. It's one of my favorites because they have incredible food and their mission is amazing. Mm-hmm. They have a program for folks who are recovering and it's wonderful what they do. And plus they've expanded and stuff. So go them. So excited about that. Actually, where we're at right now, which I haven't had in a little while, but I love La Maceta Tapatio. They have these delicious. They have these delicious like tapatio, like I guess they're like flautas or something, but they're so freaking good. I just recently posted one of my like go-to spots on a Tuesday for their $8 Tuesday special is Pinch Boil House on Broadway. They have this dish called the Caps Chicken Curry and it's incredible. But like their food is so good all around. They have Pinch Boil House, they have Worst Behavior, and they have Curry Boys. That's what it's called. Well, all of those places that they have are incredible. Like everything they serve there is good. Another place is Mirpa because Chef Kirk, I love Chef Kirk. They do incredible work and they are based out of
Dakota Ice House.
There you go. Yeah. But it's like East Side. There you go. East Side Ice House. Yeah, girl, yeah. I could not get that out. But they actually have a space at Dakota right now. So you're able to go to the Dakota, which is a really cool spot because you can go to their open mic. They have jazz night and all these things are free, right? Which, you know, if it's free, it's for me. And Dakota even has, I mean, they have great drinks, but they also have delicious food there too, on top of having Mirpa being there too. So you get lots of different choices, but Mirpa does like authentic Mexican food, but you'll get your pozole and flautas and all these delicious, so good. Sticks and Stone is another one. Chef Leo, shout out to Chef Leo. He's doing amazing things and he's been on TV along with Chef Kirk and his food is like an Asian Mexican fusion. So good. Highly recommend. So lots of places. Now you got me started, girl. Like, and we're just I need
you to stop because I haven't eaten all day. Oh. So
I'm like, I can talk about food all day.
If you're growling, it's my stomach.
I mean, same. Honestly, I'm hungry, but I'm like always hungry. But.
I'm starving. I'm like nauseous.
No, that's not good. You need to get some food in that body, girl.
It's fine. Anyway, okay. So.
But yeah, lots of things, lots of things. But right now, since the weather is, it's been actually really pretty, I love to go outside, just to be outside. And the parks that we have here are just beautiful. Gorge.
Yeah.
Gorge.
Okay, so let's talk about you.
Oh, I thought we already did.
No,
I thought
you this whole thing. Oh. Like, we talked about all the things you do, you know, we touched a little bit about you, but what do you want people to know about you? Because they know, they see this like super happy, outgoing person, which you are. And again, we already talked about mental health, but like little Gabby to like now, like, who are you?
Little Gabby was a ham and she still is. She still is. But I'm so proud of myself. Honestly, I'm glad that you brought this up because I am really proud of myself for what I've accomplished so far. And mostly that I am so confident in myself because it took me a long time to be this confident because a lot of people see the confidence, right? But it took me a very long time to be this confident as a plus size girl who looks like myself because, you know, I have the funky hair and the funky hair. That's what my grandma says. But like, you know, like the crazy hair and like I have tattoos and I'm definitely an alternative gal. Eccentric, I like to say. I'm an eccentric Tejana, right? So eccentric plus size Tejana is what I am. So it took me a while to become this confident. It's funny to say that probably 5 or 6 years ago, even, because I started social media, I would say about 4 years ago, but about 5, 6 years ago, I didn't even want to be in a picture with my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be in the background, like, what's up? Like, making a stupid face, you know? And now I'm like, ooh, I'm in the front, you know? Yeah. And I'm so proud of that, because I had horrible confidence in myself back in the day. And so to now be at this point, and it's because of myself and, like, loving myself. But honestly, even social media, like, people saying nice things and saying that they love my personality, they love the confidence and this and that, and complimenting my dress or my hair, like, it does bring me that boost of confidence. And I'm so grateful for the people that my friends, you know, I call them my I say, hey, friends, like, yeah. So I'm so grateful to friends that I made on social media, and that they're so kind to me. Like, it's really helped me love myself more. Yeah. And it's hard sometimes to love yourself, you know, especially with society telling you that you should look like a certain way, you know, that I should be thin, I should have regular schmegular hair, you know, like, there's just so much out there. So, like, I want to be a face and a voice for those who feel different and look like me.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad that these platforms have given me that opportunity.
Yeah. And I deal with, like, the same thing of, or not the same, but similar of, like, you know, well, once you're a mom, you have to bounce back. Society says you have to be, you know, like, thin and fit and be like this perfect mother and, you know, make the little, like, flour sandwiches. And, like, I don't have time for that. I'm not that mom. I'm not a Pinterest mom. But my kids know that I love them, and I know that I love them, and they don't have a need for anything.
That's right.
And so I think that's what matters. And it, again, like, it's not about what society says you should be, or, you know, you should look or act a certain way. And I hate that too. Like, yeah. I'm super weird. I have a potty mouth, but I'm also very educated. And, you know, and I am a mom. Like, why can't we be all of these things? Like,
absolutely.
You know, and just, like, let our, you know, little, like, freak flag fly. Yeah, I say it really, yeah. Say it 5 times fast.
Freak flag fly. No. But no, it's true. Just be your fucking self.
Yeah.
And yes, I cuss a lot. You heard that throughout this whole podcast. I threw a lot of F-bombs out here, but that's just reality, right?
Be like unapologetically you.
Unapologetically you, for sure. And I'm so, again, so grateful that people see that and are like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, boo-boo.
And people appreciate authenticity.
Oh, for sure. And that's what I love about
social
media these days, especially with TikTok, because everybody's their genuine selves. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously people are going to put on a show here and there, but for the most part, everybody is just who they are.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we can be.
It's true. Like, I don't want to be anybody else.
Exactly.
I don't compare myself to anybody else. I compare myself to myself.
That's right.
Am I better than who I was a year ago, a week ago? You know? And I think that's where it should be. And I think that's also why people are so judgmental, because they don't stay in their own lanes.
Mm.
They're trying to be in other people's shit and compare themselves to somebody else. And, like, just because you've reached a goal, fantastic, I'm proud of you, I'm happy for you, doesn't mean that you are above anybody else. So, you know, we all bleed the same way. We all shit the same way, right? I say it's true. Well, I say it all the time. Like, we're all the same. We all, again, want love. None of us want to be hurt. We all want to be, I think, vulnerable and just, like, have friends and be wanted, you know, and be cared about. And
all we need is love. Love is all we need.
But okay, so I'll step off my soapbox. But what's your overall goal with what you're doing?
Like, well, overall, I'm here to just, you know, have a good time first and foremost. Like, I just want to have fun with what I do, but I also am so grateful that I get to give a platform to local businesses, in particular mom and pop shops, because that's, like, my heart, because I grew up going to mom and pop shops, you know, on the south side of San Antonio and throughout. And so I want to give voice and business to local creators and artists and just all around everybody in San Antonio. So I'm happy that I'm doing that already, but I would love to continue to do that. Mm-hmm. And I also would love to one day be on TV here in San Antonio, like have my own segment doing something. But obviously San Antonio, you're talking about our incredible city, but also eventually do like commercials on the radio because I just love voiceover work. So hit me up if you want voiceover work or yes. for me to be on TV.
Do it. She needs her own show.
I am ready. Put me in, coach.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So how do people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all under Siempre San Antonio, and hopefully on YouTube soon. I want to be on all the platforms.
Yes.
Or you can find me at the local taqueria getting myself some tacos.
Yes. Favorite taco.
My favorite kind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my breakfast tacos, not every morning. Okay, guys. I don't eat tacos every morning. But I don't know why I keep on like coming into the.
I don't, it's okay.
But
she wants you to really hear her taco order.
Yes. So you can give me tacos. Valentine's Day is coming up. I accept tacos and nice words.
Yeah.
My favorite tacos for breakfast are bean and cheese and a potato and egg. And then I get them and then I put them together. Why don't I order, it together? I think you get more this way, just ordering it separate.
Yeah.
Then I smash it together and I have a big ass taco.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's usually what I do. That's my breakfast order.
Interesting.
Yeah. One bean and cheese, one potato and egg. Boom. It's delicious.
Smash the papas,
literally.
That sounds good.
I actually had it earlier. Shout out mom for bringing me some tacos.
Oh,
thank
you. Yeah, thanks for bringing me tacos.
Sorry, she only brought me the two tacos.
Dang it. Right, next time.
Next time for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Well, believe it or not, we've almost hit like an hour.
Hell yeah.
So yeah.
That was easy peasy.
Right?
I was scared for nothing.
See, painless. Yes. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Any words to your friends?
I love y'all. Thank you so much for supporting me and loving me for who I am. I love you all. And yeah, let's see where this journey takes us.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here again.
Guys, go Spurs, go.
Yeah. Always.
Yes. Always.
Thank you to Vapa Media for housing and producing, to Latino Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, again, share, like, follow, comment, subscribe, do all the things. Support me. I always forget to plug myself. Riverwalkqueen_Latino T10 or Natasha Gonzalez, look for me. Slide in the DMs if you're a business, you want to work together, but not like that.
Yes. Behave, Nacios.
Yes, behave. Pasivate. All right. Well, thank you so much. And I will see you guys next time. Bye. I don't know when he's going to turn it off.
We did it. Oh, my God. I fucking did that.